This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. Many West Dallas Middle School students and teachers headed to a new campus this school year, a high school. Edison Middle Learning Center closed over the summer, and those school kids now attend nearby Pinkston High School. The school within a school makes Pinkston the first 7th through 12th grade campus in the Dallas School District.
So this is the 7th grade. They redid the floors, put the black trim around the doors.
Assistant Principal Nisha Mastin, walking the first floor, talks about some of the new features in the new school within a school. Fresh paint smells fill this end of the hall. Welcome to the home of the new Pinkston Junior Vikings. Just a few months ago, the kids were the Edison Eagles, down the street at Edison Middle Learning Center. Edison struggled with low student enrollment and poor test scores. It was on the state's improvement required list for 5 straight years and faced a possible state shutdown. So the district closed the school, kept the students in the neighborhood, and the Edison Eagles flew away, down the street to Pinkston High School.
When I heard we were moving here, I almost expected the worst.
Donna Lees taught 7th grade language arts at Edison and now teaches 7th at Pinkston.
And it has not been that, because I guess being at a school that's been IR for the entire time I've been there, basically, you kind of learn to expect the worst and prepare for the worst. But it's like a pleasant surprise, I guess.
How pleasant?
Like jaw-dropping, surprising.
As for the kids and the transition, it was pretty easy for 8th grader Brianna Williams.
This school right here is bigger, and I like it. Like, really. Like, I love it. Like, it doesn't really seem like we're actually in high school because we don't really see the high school kids that much, just now and then.
That was by design. The district spent the summer preparing a 3-floor wing of Pinkston for middle school students only. Pinkston had the space. Principal Dwayne Simmons says with that work pretty much done, everyone's settling in to the routine of learning.
You know, the hard part again was drafting it, getting things together. The district's been great about resources, you know, keep the kids separated, try to make their part of the building special.
Assistant Principal Nisha Mastin oversees the newly installed middle school.
This whole hall is the 7th grade, and then we'll go up to 8th grade.
Up on the 3rd floor, says Mastin, are classrooms for electives. She likes having teachers now from all 6 grades together in the same building.
Something we've always wanted to do was vertical planning, so you can know what the grade below you and the grade above you is going to be working on, so you can work on it within your current grade. You're in a room together and you're planning together. You can see, okay, maybe I need to introduce this because I need to know it for next year. It starts some great conversations amongst the teachers or when they're doing their planning.
Edison teachers had already been planning together in a different way for at least the last 3 years, since the school became an ACE campus for accelerating campus excellence. As a result, Edison got top-rated and better-paid teachers, a longer day, and additional resources designed to reverse its low rating of improvement required, IR. It not only helped the teachers, but also the students. In Nastasia Kelly's 7th grade language arts class, her students are listening, responding, learning. That didn't used to happen this early into the new school year.
So for the entire text, what is he talking about?
Working.
The cleaning, the mowing the lawn.
Kelly notes that student test scores from last year finally moved Edison off the improvement required list.
We were doing everything to work towards that common goal, and teachers, administration and students alike knew what that goal was, so I knew we would come off of IR.
Strong student test scores are certainly helping the transition from Edison now to Pinkston. 13-year-old Melissa Mejia wasn't sure she liked the move and says her mom sure didn't.
Right now she's doing okay. She like calmed down because she knows we're separate from high school and 7th graders by lunch, and that's it.
Despite mom's concerns, Melissa says she no longer has any. She's relaxed and confident, even in a school with high school juniors and seniors.
Edison rocked, but this year we're going to rock more with Pinkston.
All right.
School leaders hope Melissa's enthusiasm rubs off on the rest of the kids in her new school. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.